glad that you made clear that you were making a statement rather than posing a question, therefore relieving me of the obligation to answer all of your points. I will say that I agree that the concept of positive and negative consequences is a useful framework. I also agree that as we consider the medium term, if we are indeed faced with a less than democratic medium term, we will have to keep in mind the need both to react, but also bear in mind that we have interests in Ukraine, the nation which will exist. We don't want to undermine its sovereignty or ignore it or... No, we want to be careful to bear in mind the longer term. What that means, I can't say, but the framework is an interesting one. Right now, we're mainly thinking about the short run because we don't know what we will have to deal with, what the medium term will look like. We have some experience in dealing with leaderships that are authoritarian and outcomes that in the medium term are better. I don't know whether Slovakia in the mid-90s is a good model. Probably not. But there are different ways to approach the medium term. That's what we will have to think through.
We have time for a couple more gentlemen here.
If you could introduce yourself, please.
George Geta, Associated Press for Ambassador Fried. The Russians have been meddling for quite some time in this process in Ukraine. Right before the October 31st balloting, the State Department was given an opportunity to comment on what the Russians were up to in Ukraine and declined to do so. There was never an unkind word said beforehand. Why was that?
Well, I don't think I'll do a retrospective exegesis of the State Department's motives and statements in October. I will say that we've been quite clear that this is an issue of democracy. We are going to support a democratic outcome in Ukraine. I think our message should be one of solidarity with the Ukrainian people. With the democratic processes, and I hope that all countries will behave in like fashion. I won't go there. I won't go where you want me to go, especially on camera. Thank you.
Madam at the back.
Thanks. I'm Michelle Kellerman with National Public Radio. I wanted to follow up on what Zeno had to say earlier.
Thanks.
Ambassador Fried's leaving, though. Real quick, can you just talk real quickly? She mentioned the idea of Saakashvili, the comparisons between the Georgian Rose Revolution and this. And the difference I see is that the U.S. had a relationship with Shevardnadze that was able to go and send this very powerful message to Shevardnadze. Does the U.S. have that kind of leverage with Ukraine? And then more broadly, what does it say about U.S. efforts to spread democracy in the Middle East if the U.S. can't get Ukraine right after 15 years and many millions of dollars?
Well, the fate of Ukraine is and should be in the hands of the Ukrainian people. What we do is express our solidarity with them and support for them to the best of our ability. I'm not, and certainly not in this setting, going to talk about what messages we might or might not send to President Kuchma or what we have sent in the past several months. I do recall that Deputy Secretary Armitage traveled to Kyiv in the spring. We've had numerous conversations with President Kuchma on these issues. I won't go into them in this setting. There are similarities and differences with Georgia. I think we can all make the right-hand, left-hand column. I don't think it's terribly useful to do that kind of a political science exercise right now. But it is What is heartening and what we have to keep our eye on is the strength of civil society in Ukraine. As Zbigniew Brzezinski said, the marriage of Ukrainian nationalism and democracy and the democratic crystallization of nationalism rather than the other kind of crystallization of nationalism is profoundly important. And that means if we do have a non-democratic medium term, we have something to work with. Now, I do have to go on. Sorry.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Ambassador.